Platte County will inbound it. And the key to Platte County continuing success, I think, is the play of DeLondre Ragsdale. Referees with the whistle. And that is, that's an offensive foul, an illegal pick, I think, on Ethan Esdor. They call Esdor's number. He's got four, sixth team foul. And Platte County wants to apply a little pressure on the Chillicothe inbound. Burke will inbound it. Someone's got to move. Sewell comes up for it. Willard on the bench with four fouls. Makes it through the defenders. And then has his pocket picked by Platte County. Ragsdale lays it up and in. Got a good feed, and Ragsdale goes to work. He's got 20. That was an unfortunate turn of events for Chillicothe. Nicely executed run for Platte County. 9-point lead for Platte County now. Up top, Sewell working left wing now. Up top to Burke. Back over to Sewell. Sewell a little gun shy from the outside. He struggled from the outside this game and last game. So he's being a little conservative, a little cautious. There's nothing wrong with that. You shoot what you believe in. Top of the key, off the rim, didn't fall that time for Sewell. Bransgard, Papp, Sewell, Graves, and Burke on the court. Shot doesn't fall for Platte County. And Jonathan Burke called with a foul, immediately looks over to Tim Cool and raises his hand straight up. He knows immediately what he did wrong. And that's the second one on Jonathan Burke in the act of shooting. So number 14, Kobe Cummings, 0 for 1 from there earlier tonight at the free throw line. We'll try and improve that percentage and get it back up to double figures. And that's what we got right there. A 3-0 run now. It's back up to a 10-point lead for Platte County. Ragsdale kind of believing in his team's effort and his skills now. He's a little bit happier camper than he was in that third quarter when he was struggling. Two good-looking free throws that time for Kobe Cummings. And it's an 11-point lead. Ragsdale applying some backcourt pressure. Papp whistles right around him with ease. Right side to Sewell, looking inside. Graves is tied up. Burke up top, left side. Papp fakes a tray, gives it to Bransgard on the wing. He pulls out as Ragsdale had him well defended. That's a fun matchup, the sophomore against the senior. A great player for both teams. Shot doesn't fall for Graves. But guess who's there? Bransgard there for the stick back. He's got 14 after Graves missed the outside shot. 45-36, a 9-point game again. Platte County's lead, Platte County's ball. Mayer now left wing, working against Sewell for Chillicothe. Baseline Watts, they shovel it back up top, around the horn they go. Up top, Stanley, left wing, Ragsdale, shake and bake. Shoots around Chillicothe's Burke, but can't get it to fall. Loose basketball, Graves comes up with it. Ragsdale with 20 points to lead all scorers on both teams. Graves, top of the key, right side to Sewell. Up top, Path looks off a tray. The defender was there. Platte County a little bit better job defending the outside. Running floater doesn't fall for Bransgard on the baseline. Platte County down court. They're getting a little more conservative. They don't want to run and gun right now. They're being deliberate. 5:19 left in the game. 45-36. Platte County by 9. They led by 20 at half. Right side, Watts. Up top to Ragsdale. Left side to Cummings. Keeping it on the perimeter. Interior pretty much bottled up by Walker Graves' defense. They get it into Stanley. Oh, and that one didn't fall. Burke with the rebound, and John Watts with the foul. I think that's four on him, if it is on Mr. Watts. This will be a 1-1, seventh team foul. Well, Stanley got the pass on the low post left, pivoted towards the baseline, and Graves slid with him perfectly and left him with an awkward shot attempt for Stanley that didn't go in. And then Burke had the rebound and resulted in the foul on Platte County's 23. Rick Hodge takes a timeout. We'll take one as well. Free throws coming up. Chillicothe down by 9. 4:55 left. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI. All right, let's set the stage. 45 for Platte County, 36 for Chillicothe. 4:54 left to play. 17 fouls on Platte County, 5 on Chillicothe. Jonathan Burke will be at the line shooting a 1-1. First trip to the line for Mr. Burke tonight. He's got a deuce and a tray, and that tray at the end of the third quarter was a big turning point to get it down to single digits. It's been a good second half for Chillicothe, both offensively and defensively. Burke waiting for the ball. Now goes through his routine. Coming out of the Platte County timeout. First one is in for John Burke. 6 points off the bench, and it's an 8-point ball game now. Second one goes through his routine and drops that one in as well. Burke does his job at the charity stripe, and it's back down to a 7-point game. 45-38. Stanley up top, left wing to Mayer. Circle left now to Ragsdale, being guarded by Sewell. Cross court to Cummings, right side. Ragsdale steps up to help him out. Sewell slides through a pick. Traveling call, Ragsdale spun one too many times. And he's a little upset. Ragsdale, an all-in basketball player, and he's kind of hanging his head after that call. Cummings settles him down, and both hustle up on defense now. Willard checks out, Brandsgard checks in, so we have Sewell, Graves, Brandsgard, Paff, and Burke on the court with 4:29 left to play, 45-38. Chillicothe trailing by 7. Graves up top, doesn't want to try the 3-ball. Sewell will try it. There it is! Yes, yes, yes! Connor, I knew you had it in you, buddy. I knew you could do it. Sewell steps up, hits the 3, a big confidence booster for him. Now a 4-point game. It was 20 at half. Oh, back door wide open, and Chillicothe got buffaloed. A great play by Platte County, and a short little low post jumper by Mayer, and it's a 6-point game now. Chillicothe trailing by 6 midway through the fourth quarter. A lot of time left. Anyone's game right now. Graves up top to Paff. Loose basketball. Paff settles it down out to Brandsgard to give him some breathing room. Brandsgard working against Kobe Cummings' defense. Sewell up top to Burke, looking inside, can't get it to Graves. Right side, Brandsgard, 3-ball, count it! That's a trifecta, and it's a 3-point game. Brandsgard with 17, and Chillicothe fans a little more boisterous now than they were a couple quarters ago. Ragsdale up top, 3-ball for Ragsdale. That one off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Papp the rebound, then he was hacked. I think they're going to call Mayer on the contact foul. And Paff will go to the line. This is getting a little interesting. Ragsdale struggling from outside. He's a great shooter, but he has now made his first 2 and missed his next 7. And he comes out. I said that was the 3rd foul on Mayer. My mistake, it is only number 2. My apologies. Just 2 on Mayer. 8th team foul. Paff at the line to shoot a 1-1. First one, no good. Burke with a position rebound beautifully. Out to Brandsgard. Another offensive chance for Chillicothe. Burke settles it down after the pass. Hands it back to Brandsgard. 2:56 left to play. 47-44. Chillicothe down by 3. Up top to Connor Sewell. Sewell right side, Chillicothe showing patience. Graves fakes a tray. Left wing Brandsgard fakes a tray. Drives in, leaves it out for Paff. Paff, yes, yes, yes! The sophomore steps up and delivers! C.J. Paff for 3. We are tied up! Chillicothe has come back from 20 down to make it anyone's ball game. Oh, I gotta admit, I did not see this coming. Proud of the boys in black and red. cuffing the ball on Cummings. And every time Platte County winks, the Chillicothe fans go crazy. Great crowd support for the Chillicothe faithful that made the trip. Glad that you're listening to us at home that didn't make it. Tied up. 47 apiece, 2:15, anyone's ball game. Platte County making Brandsgard work for the trip across the timeline. He accomplishes that task easily. Quick drive, double teamed. Oh, off the glass, didn't get it to fall. And pushing off foul on Brandsgard as Watts takes a hard tumble to the floor. Pops up is fine. That's the first foul on Brandsgard. 17 points, and we'll let him foul once without saying anything about it. 47 apiece, 2:03 left to play. Tied score. And Platte County, Mayer slows it down as he brings it across the timeline. Checks with head coach Rick Hodge. They go left wing to Cummings. Up top to over right wing to Ragsdale now. Up top to Mayer. Back out to Ragsdale. Sewell has him. He flips it over to Cummings' left side. Baseline now to Watts. Up top, Stanley shoots over Graves. In and out. Paff with the rebound after Stanley couldn't connect from the perimeter. Still a tied score. Minute 32 left to play. Up top, John Burke, left wing, Brandsgard. Sewell for three. No, comes up short, misses everything, and out of bounds. It is Platte County's basketball. Hodge holds up the signal for the play he wants. A minute 18 will Platte County play for the last shot. That's a lot of time to milk off the clock. A minute 12 when Mayer crosses the timeline. Ragsdale up top, left wing to Cummings. Circle right to Mayer. Dish inside to Cummings. Puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. Follow-up stick back is in, and bodies collide. What's going to be the call? The call is points for John Watts. And I think Burke is going to be called, or no, check it. Graves called for the pushing off foul. Walker Graves' second foul. Willard will check in. That's the seventh team foul. Both teams in the 1-1. This is a one-shot foul, I believe. Or will it be a 1-1? Yeah, it's a one-shot foul. Shot went in. Didn't fall. Over the back on the rebound attempt, and I think Big Walker is going to toe the stripe. And that's the second foul on Kobe Cummings. Walker Graves at the line. 1 of 4. Sewell checks in for Willard. 58 seconds left. 49-47. Hornets down by 2. First of all, 1-1 in his end for Walker Graves. If you want someone at the free throw line for Chillicothe, you got to like Walker's cool, calm demeanor in situations like this. Four-year starter in both football and basketball. That one noisy, goes down a couple of times. The rebound falls into Burke's hands, and then he has it knocked out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball underneath their own bucket. Sewell comes out and Willard checks in. 49-48, 56 seconds left. Chillicothe inbounds it to Brandsgard. Brandsgard pivots, loses the ball. Mayer there for to pick it up, and they're going to call a foul on Burke, and that'll be a 1-1 for Mayer. Well, Chillicothe just went to pivot, and the ball just slipped out of his fingertips. Third foul on Burke. Mayer at the line where he is 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Makes both of these. That would be a big one. Platte County leads it by 1 right now with 50 seconds left. First one off the rim, back of the rim, twice and no good. First visit to the line, he missed his first and made his second. Will it happen again this time? 50 seconds. A lot of scoring can be done in the last 50 seconds of a ball game. Second one off the back of the rim, no good. Missed opportunity for Platte County. Walker Graves the rebound. Here come the Hornets. Willard crosses a timeline. Unencumbered. Works it between the circles against Mayer. Goes right side to Brandsgard. Fakes a tray. Drives inside. Pivots. Wheels. Deals to Graves. A low basket. Or a low pass. Graves couldn't pick it up. Mayer comes up with the steal. 49, 48 seconds. Platte County by one with 24 seconds. Will they? Platte County trying to milk it. And Graves has to come up and foul Wes Stanley. He is 2 for 2 in the second quarter from the free throw line. 20.7 seconds left. Still a lot of time. One-point ball game. Even if he makes both of these, it's still a one-possession game. Timeout, Chillicothe. Coach Cool wants to plan a strategy. Let's set the stage. Platte County 49, Chillicothe 48, 20.7 seconds left. That was the ninth team foul. Platte County will be at the line to shoot what I believe might be a 1-1. We'll be back in 30 seconds as Coach Cool plans a strategy. We're back in 30 seconds on KCHI. So both coaches have talked about it. Chillicothe taking their places at the along the lane, free throw lanes. And at the line, Lucas Stanley, 6'4 senior. All four of his points came in the second quarter, including two free throws and two attempts. First one is in, and it's a two-point game. This would make it a three-point game, 20.7 seconds left. Second one is no good. Burke, using his height, reaches over top of Ragsdale and pulls it down. It's a two-point game, crosses the timeline at 14, 13, 12, 10. Willard between the circles, right side, Sewell. Or check it, that's Brandsgard. Drives aside. Graves out for the three ball, the big man. No, Sewell the rebound. Foul on the floor, on the floor. It will be Chillicothe shooting free throws. And it will be a two-shot foul for Wesley Brandsgard, who is 2 of 3. At the charity stripe, 50-48, 1.9 seconds left. First one's in for Wesley Brandsgard. Do you go for the tie, or do you try and get a rebound, miss shot on purpose and rebound? Second one, no good. Burke at the buzzer. Doesn't get it to fall. And Platte County and Chillicothe just went to war in the second half. And Platte County escapes with a one-point miraculous win as Chillicothe staged one of the best comebacks I've seen in quite a long time. Both teams can stand tall and proud for their efforts in this contest. Your final score, Platte County 50, Chillicothe 49. And we'll take our collective breath and I'll recap what happened in that last second and a half after this on KCHI.